بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة ذلك هو الخسران المبين صدق الله العظيم. These are the verses of Surah Al-Hajj, which were read out last night in the Salat of Taraweeh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. There are certain individuals who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who show their allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst being, in our terminology, on the fence. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. If things are going well for this person, then he is happy with his Islam, with his deen. He is content. And he will say that this deen is profitable, this deen is haqq, this deen is the truth. Allah exists and success is in following this religion. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ إِنْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. And if the conditions take a turn, or things do not go the way that this person had planned, in قَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ, then he makes a U-turn. And he starts to make negative comments about the religion, about the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. This person, he has made a loss in the dunya and he will most definitely make a loss in the hereafter. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. This is the most apparent and obvious loss. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who narrates that these verses of Surah Al-Hajj were revealed regarding some people who would come to Medina Munawwara. They would migrate from their towns, villages, cities. And when after coming to Medina Munawwara, if Allah blessed them with offspring, with children, if their business would flourish, then they would say that this religion is good. إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ خَيْرٌ. This religion is good, this religion is the truth. And they would practice the religion, they would practice the deen. And if for some reason things did not go as planned, so they have come to Medina Munawwara, done the hijrat, left their hometown for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their business goes a flop. They do not have offspring, they do not have children. Then they would say that this deen is bad. This deen is not the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unjust. In another riwayat is mentioned from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that people would come from the villages, the A'rab, in and around Medina Munawwara. They would accept Islam and then they would go back. And if their crops grew in abundance in the next year after accepting Islam, then they would say Islam is a really good religion. It's the truth, it's the haqq. And if it would rain, if you know, they would be given sustenance in abundance, then they would be really happy. And if for some reason there was drought and their crops did not grow, they did not make enough money that year, then they would start to make negative comments about deen and religion and about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is who he is talking about in these verses, the munafiqeen, those Muslims whose iman is weak, who measure the truthfulness of Islam based on the worldly progress. So though these ayats were revealed regards them, we can also apply them to our lives. We can also ponder and think that is that how we find ourselves? And if we don't, then we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make sure that we do not commit this mistake. We have to understand, my dear brothers, that this world and the dunya that we live in, this is Darul Amal. This is the place for amal. It is not the place for recompense. It is not the dar of jaza. Jaza is recompense where a person is rewarded or punished upon his actions. So in this dunya, sometimes a person could be 100% religious. He could be carrying out all the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for him to carry out. He could be subjugating his nafs and staying away from everything which is wrong despite having a desire to do it. But that does not guarantee that he will have a flourishing life. That does not guarantee that his bank balance will be high. That does not guarantee that no calamity will befall him. No one close to him in his family will die. His business will always prosper. He will have excessive children, excessive amount of wealth. He will live a life of respect. He will never ever go through any problems, any trials. He will never fall ill. He will never fall sick. That's not the case. Yes, there's one guarantee. If a person truly becomes the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him peace of mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him contentment in whatever situation he is. That's one guarantee. But as far as the dunya, as far as what people can see, it does not mean that he will always be on the up. He will always be progressing as far as dunya is concerned. Similarly, if a person does not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disregards the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not do that which is expected from him, he does not stay away from that which is prohibited, that does not mean that this person will live a miserable life. It does not mean necessarily that a person performing 5 times salah, and then he leaves his 5 times salah, or he starts performing 1 a day, that means his bank balance will start to drop, or his business will start to drop. Not necessarily. It may do, it may not. His health may get even better. A person is not committing a sin and he starts to commit a certain sin. That does not mean that the next day he's going to fall ill or he's going to end up in hospital. No. He may get even more stronger. He may get even more prosperous in the dunya. Because the dunya is darul amal, it's not darul jaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reward a person on the good that he has done in the dunya, nor does he take someone to task. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he rewards, sometimes he takes a person to task. But not all of the time, generally he doesn't, which is why we see many people who are not even Muslim, but they're prosperous in the dunya. From the apparent, it seems that they're living a happy life. So the dunya is not darul jaza, this is darul amal. Hence, a person cannot measure the truthfulness of his religion, of the benefit of his worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his worldly progress. If a person does this and he is making a grave error, and the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in this verse, this is the mistake they made. They thought that if a person accepts Islam, if a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should prosper in the dunya. No calamity should come upon him. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people believe that if they accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they accept iman, that they will not be tested? If a person, he shows allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he claims that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when a person makes a claim, then he has to prove it. He has to prove that he is truthful in his claim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a person. The ayat were recited in the Salat of Fajr. Qarisa read them out. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will test you from different ways. Sometimes we will take away someone who is close to you. Sometimes your business will not run and you will not make as much profit as you expected. Sometimes conditions will come about where there is fear. War may take place. You may have to leave your home. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will most definitely test you. So this dunya, this is not darul jaza. In the dunya, different conditions come about on a person. Sometimes things are going well for us, sometimes things take a turn. Sometimes some people, they live a life where everything goes wrong for them. And some people, they do nothing good. They don't please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but nothing goes wrong for them. So this is not the thermometer to gauge haq and batil. Today, if we look around us, the most oppressed nation is Islam. Now, if somebody thinks, this is a fitna for us, many people, they think, if Islam is the truth, then why are the Muslims always persecuted? In Syria, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in this country and that country, they always have negative things about them in the media. If this was really the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that means this shouldn't happen. This thought is completely wrong. This is wrong because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned anywhere that if a person, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will always be on the rise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings conditions. He changes the halat and the conditions in the dunya in our personal life and also in our collective life. This is a test of our iman. That how much faith do we have? How strong are we in our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that what is insan? What is his nature? فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. That when things are going well for him, and things are going the way he planned out, then فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. He says, my Rabb has been very generous to me. He has given me respect. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. This is the condition of the disbelievers, that when the person, his things do not go the right way, and he is not making as much money, as much sustenance as he wants, then فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. He says, my Rabb and my Lord has disgraced me. So he turns his back away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about these people who do this, that they turn their back away on their religion. They make negative comments about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on their worldly condition. Whereas the worldly condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, do we have any doubt in their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are nowhere near them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? لَقَدْ أُوذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَا أُوذِيَ أَحَدٌ قَبْلِي. I have gone through such hardship in my journey, in this mission of mine, that none of the Anbiya before me have gone through such hardship. This is the most beloved of people to Rasulullah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved of the human beings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many of his children passed away in infancy. So who are me and you to say that Allah has been unjust with me? Why did Allah take my son away? Why did Allah take my daughter away? Why did Allah make my business go down? Why did Allah make me lose my job? This has nothing to do with if Allah being pleased with us or our religion being true or not. This has nothing to do with it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Ayyub alayhi salam, he went through so much hardship. So much hardship, he was left out in the people threw him out of the town. Nobody wanted him to be near them. And they threw him out, he had to go and live away, far away. Only his wife was there with him, who was there to assist him. But that does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was unjust to him. So we can, these are tests, they come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both in our individual life and in our collective life. This is to see how true we are in our claim. When a person claims to love someone, then he has to prove it. Maktabe ishq ka andaz nirala dekha, usse chutti na mili jisne sabak yaad kiya. The poet, he says that maktabe ishq ka andaz nirala dekha, that in the where there is love, where there is no love, then once time is up, the employer will say, go home. Time is up. I don't need you here anymore. If the ustad does not have a special connection with the student, once the time is up, madrasa time, he will say, you can go, don't worry. You know, time is finished, khuda hafiz. And he's also happy. But maktabe ishq ka andaz nirala dekha, usse chutti na mili jisne sabak yaad kiya. The one who learns his lesson, he should be the first one out. The poet is saying that where a person, there is love between two people, then that, even that person, the student, I'm just explaining by an example, the student knows his sabak. He's learned the most sabak in the class. The ustad will say to him, you stay here. You can't go home. You stay, you learn even more. I need you to assist me in the office, do this job, do that job, because the teacher has a connection. So when a person, he shows his allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then usse chutti na mili jisne sabak yaad kiya. He doesn't get chutti. Allah doesn't say to him, okay, now you're free. You don't need to perform salah anymore. Allah will test him. The person, we only perform 5 times. The one who has love with Allah, he's doing tahajjud. He's doing awabin. He's doing ishraq. He's doing sunan ghair muakkada. He's doing more than us. We only fast in Ramadan. The one who has that ishq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not getting chutti. And he's also happy. Allah is also happy. He's doing fast 3 days a month. Monday and Thursday. Some people do Sawme Dawood. Every second day they're fasting. So the one who is true in his claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will test him. Allah will put him through conditions. A person should not become despondent. We displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even then when things go wrong, we complain. It's not that we do so much good. Even in that situation, we shouldn't complain. We have no right to complain. But if we're doing wrong, then it's only right that we are punished. But we feel that, no, I am not deserving of this. Why did Allah do this to me? That means Allah is being unjust to me. Some people, na'udhu billah, may Allah save us, they even turn away from deen. So they on deen, they come into the masjid, they're doing good, they're practicing. And when they, like I said, they have a dream, they have an expectation. So they're not practicing, and then they start practicing, and they think that the world's gonna turn, change for them. All their conditions will change. So we are worshipping Allah, not to please Him, but to better our dunya. Whereas, as I said, that doesn't, not always happen. In many situations doesn't happen. So we should not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the fence. One foot here, one foot there. That if everything is going good, then yes, I am Allah's. And if things go the wrong way, then we turn our back. No, this is the condition of the munafiqeen. Similarly, when we look around us, we should not judge the truthfulness of our deen under conditions of the Muslims. Yes, we should make dua, we should adopt those methods to better our conditions, but whether conditions are good or not, Islam has had its glory days, and inshallah those days will return again. Many periods have passed in the history of Islam where it was prosperous, it was victorious, Islam was flourishing. Conditions change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is His hikmat, it is His wisdom. Many times it is to wake us up. But this is not the thermometer to measure the truthfulness of our religion. Our religion is haq no matter what. Even if all the Muslims in the world are being oppressed. That does not make any difference whatsoever. So we should put this in our mind. We should put this in the mind of our children, because this is a fitna. And people, they turn away from religion because of this. This is not, if we understand this one concept, that dunyawi halat, worldly conditions, have no bearing whatsoever on the truthfulness of our religion, our deen, or on whether Allah is happy with us or not. The two of them, like I said, sometimes they do go hand in hand, and many times they don't. So we should not use this or live our life according to our worldly conditions. We should put our head down and go on the straight path. No matter what happens, things are going well for us, alhamdulillah. And if things are not going well for us, then we do sabr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ajaban li amrin mu'min, inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair, wa laysa dhalika li ahadin illa lil mu'min. In asabathu sarra'u shakara fa kana khayran lahu, wa in asabathu darra'u sabara fa kana khayran lahu." He said the condition of a Muslim is very strange. Ajaban li amril mu'min, inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. Every condition for him, there is goodness. If he is healthy, alhamdulillah, it is good. If he is unwell, even that is good. If he is rich, then that's a good condition. And if he is poor, then even that's a good condition. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair, wa laysa dhalika li ahadin illa lil mu'min. And this, that every condition is good, this is only for the believer. Only, nobody else. Everyone else in the world, if they are healthy, then it's good. And if they're not, then it's not. According to their understanding, things are not going well. But the Muslim, every condition is good for him. Why? In asabatu sarra. If happiness comes to him, if his conditions are good, then shakara fakana khairallah. He will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is goodness. Wa in asabatu darra, and things are not going well, sabara. He will be patient. He will accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fakana khairallah. This shukr will also take him to Jannat, and sabr will also take him to Jannat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our iman, save the iman of our progenies, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of our beloved deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.